5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What do you do to people, Jim? Oh.
Put moron number two on the phone.
But I'm eye candy.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, look at me. Turn it on for us, if you don't mind, umpire, please.
Beautiful, Jim.
I tell you, there's no wind. The beautiful sun. It is superb.
Yep.
A big show coming up. We've got a full preview of round eight. What's happening at your club? We head to Ardmona.
Ardmona.
The Bushcats. Looking forward to that. And we have a guest coming in who, if he hasn't got a bone to pick with you, he should have.
Why?
Jock Landau.
I hope he hasn't, Jim, because he's 6 foot 11.
11 game winning streak ends.
Yes.
Bill.
Talked about that.
Yeah.
And he played.
And what did you say?
And guess who I said would be the team there that could beat them?
So you death rowed us.
Go Perth.
You death rowed us into the ground.
Go Perth.
Go Perth. I'll tell you. Want him in here, and I want him laying roundhouses on you. We're going beautifully till you brought Perth up.
I'll stick and jab just a couple of the body, yeah, Jim.
Of course you will. Yeah. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to see you in beautiful autumn day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the best thing, there's no wind, is
no
there?
No wind. None. Beautiful time of year.
Yeah, how are you, Raps?
Got horses all around. A dinger kicked away.
Dinger.
A length and a half to Yearlong Knight. Then Valley of Hearts. More wanted on the outside. Dinger with 100 metres to go. He's only just in front, but he's clinging on, Dinger. The Wild Clan will get one. Dinger, he should have been our mate. Wins a neck to More Wanted. Dinger. Oh, the bloke with 5 kids. I should have been on it. Dinger number 7, Simon Wild, Damien Thornton.
That is Rick McIntosh.
Come
he's
on,
a star. This is his 3 biggest days ever, Jim.
Of his year, comfortably.
The May races down there at Warrnambool. He's been in great form.
Mm-hmm.
And Dinger won at the last on the day one, of course. And it wraps up today. It's been a really good carnival again, and the weather's been nice.
Beautiful.
A bit of footy news, Jimmy
we'll
boy.
Go on then.
Rory Sloane is touch and go to play after that eye injury.
Showdown coming up.
Showdown 49. But we got the inside mail here thanks to Mark Rusciuto.
Rusciutoot.
He told us this.
Apparently the Crows, your mob, still haven't made a final call on Rory Sloane. Let's have a listen to him.
I've had the specialist appointment today and that went really well. He was really happy with it. But the club still want me to tick off a fitness test tomorrow.
He was at bingo at the Alma last night. He said to everyone there, he's playing.
Good preparation. Bingo at the Alma.
That's right.
Playing
what about
bingo.
Whispering Roo.
Yeah.
He's at bingo at the Alma.
And he can't understand him.
Love it. It's almost like he's trying to not say it.
Exactly. Mumbles. Oh, Mumbles. Roo, come on, Mumbles. You're better than that. Hey, an outbreak of coronavirus up there in Sydney, Jim.
Yes.
I was up there on the weekend.
What does that mean? Are you handing it around to us?
Well, I am. We'll all be out here. Don't worry about that. But that meant all Sydney Swans players and staff had to have a COVID test. All players, all staff.
And the coaches were at a Moore Park Cafe. Is that where
that's right. Yep. Well, it was McVeigh, Cox and Pike. Yep. And then Big Horse turned up later. And that's where this certain person was.
Yes.
Anyway, they've all returned negative tests. So that is good. So they move on, which is good. Melbourne United got the...
Come on. Fat.
Fed.
You caused that.
11 in a row.
Couldn't have been going better. Until you brought the Wildcats up.
Got smashed by Perth. 82-69, Jim.
I blame you.
They were sloppy. They were sloppy in that second quarter, Jim. They were sloppy.
You wouldn't know.
Bryce Cotton lit it up. Wow, is he a player? What about this? Our man, of course, Sarafa, Michael Sarafa, our boxing man, Jim.
Yes.
Guess what? He's going to take on Timmy Zoo.
The Zoo Kitty.
They finally got a fight happening, and they were squaring off at a press conference this morning in Sydney.
Yes.
Have a listen to this, if you don't mind.
We wanted this fight. I was in a 4-5 plan that you made up. Remember that. You fought 3 out of the 4.
And then you lost to Horn.
I got robbed against Horn.
So I fought the winner of both of you. So
okay.
I'm not going to fight the loser.
Yeah. You're fighting Venezuelan taxi drivers.
You're 29. You're fighting 46-year-old Monday.
Because you didn't ever check your phone. How many missed calls did you have from us? Your name, TT2, you're still second best even in your fight name. If your name is Tim Smith, no one would care, mate. Trust me.
Well, Tim Zoo.
TT2, you're second best even in that.
It's the second generation.
Ooh, Saraf might have got the points there, I reckon.
Creepers.
So that is on coming up. That'll be a good fight, Jim. That's Wednesday, 7 July.
He likes to bring it, our man.
Saraf. Well, you got to. If you're a boxer, Jim, you got to.
Well, some aren't. good at it.
Are they? Well,
some try and get the verbal going and they're no bloody good. No, but Zaraf,
he does.
He can wind it right up.
Well, Timmy Zoo will just stand back and it'll be a tough fight for our man. But we're in his corner till he gets dropped.
Come on.
We do love a good boxing intro as well, don't we?
The most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been.
Come on, Matty.
Daddy, the man, the machine.
It was going well.
Every time I hear it, I think he's going to get it right this time.
No.
And then
no.
He goes with the man.
Well,
Danny the man.
Hey, tonight, the Rabbitohs take on Melbourne Storm up there in Sydney.
Rugby league.
In rugby league, that's right. Still no Pappenhausen now.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. He's out with a shoulder.
I think he's dropped it.
No, he hasn't. And I haven't gone off.
God. We've gone off half-cocked.
There we go. Good luck to Storm tonight. That'll be a tough game against the Rabbitohs, 7:50 tonight now.
Yes.
Hey, Jim, there's a grand final on this weekend. Guess who between and what form of sport?
Go on.
Oh, chap, don't ever think.
No. Nope.
Just go on.
Tell me who it is.
Super Rugby Grand Final, Jim.
What's happened to that magnificent guy? I used to love rugby union. I used to love watching the Wallabies. It was, if it was a Saturday night, you stayed home to watch them.
Yeah.
What's happened?
George Gregan.
Johnny Eels. And then you go all the way back to Far Jones and
the brothers.
Simon Poitevin, the Eels boys.
Sterling Mortlock.
And of course, the man out wide who just was confronted by Jonah Lomu. What was his name? the Goose Stepper.
The Goose Stepper. What was his name? The good player.
Campese.
David Campese.
Remember Campo's heading down the side and he had all the Goose Steps and the moves and then Jonah Lomu comes at him, who was 6'8" and about 120 kilos.
It's as big as our next guest.
And Campo just thought, I'm out of options, so he threw the ball straight back over his head to nobody.
I don't know if he did.
Threw it over his head.
I don't know if he did.
I'm telling you, Fat. Too funny.
Yeah, and he was our best player.
He was. Old he was an unbelievably
good
player.
Remember the Goose Step he used to do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I tried that. It didn't work. Mine was more of a Drake. But it's Queensland Reds playing the Brumbies, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the grand final on this Saturday night, believe it or not. Gee, that game's just dropped off. Now, big local games this weekend in footy, Jim. Nana Goon take on Coraline.
Oh, no.
At the Goon.
We're going country.
That's at the Goon. And Dimboola take on Ararat this weekend, 3rd versus 7th. And that's at Dimmy, Jim. There are some big footy games there for you.
You can't be going with country fixtures.
Well, we will be today even. We're going out to near Shepparton. Ardmona, where SPC beat Beans.
VFL tonight as well.
Oh, VFL. Make sure you watch it on Fox tonight, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Geelong taking on the Bull Ants.
Oh, hello.
VFL.
So you're going to be down there?
I'll go and have a look. Can you buy a frothy at the stadium?
No idea.
Because I've only got cash. I think they're cashless stadiums.
I've only got cash.
Why do you reckon that is?
Why in a checkbook? You're normally wrong with a checkbook. You could write them out a check.
Well, I don't know if they'll take my check, but yeah, we'll have a look. Well,
anyway, let's get Jock Landau in here, and I want you to tell him why they lost.
Melbourne United star joining us next. It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M. On the Listener app, listen anytime, anywhere. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Melbourne United are flying. They sit atop of the NBL ladder.
Despite going down to the Wildcats last night, Melbourne United sit atop the NBL ladder on the back of
11 wins in a row.
And our next guest has been instrumental to their success.
Hello to Landau, who spins away on Mooney and then jams at home.
As United take on the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix on Saturday, please welcome Jock Landau.
Jock, welcome to you.
Thanks, mate.
Let me explain what happened. Right, we've been riding you like a bull because you've 11 straight. You've been the pride of this magnificent city.
Yep.
Hutchie's got the joint rolling, courtside, everything. And then we get to this, and so Bill goes, "Jesus, United won again." I said, 11 straight, how good are they? Bill goes, won't last. I said, I beg your pardon. He said, they're playing against the Wildcats. They always belt us. So then what happens? He is the cause of what happened last night, Jock.
Commentator's curse.
No, I don't think so, Jock, because you were sloppy, weren't you?
Yeah, we were a bit sloppy.
18 turnovers, I think it was, Jim, there, which just gives the other mob a repeat ball.
Does it, Bill?
Yeah.
Sound like a real expert of basketball right now.
I just read it out of the paper there, Jock. But let me have a look. 82 to 69. That's not many points in anyone's book.
No.
And then I'm having a look at the scorers. Landale with 11. That's the highest scorer.
Rode his side of the boat.
11. He could have. And then Golding with 10. He's our bloody 3-point superstar. So it was an off night. We just put it down as an off night. We move on.
It was an off night, to say the least. And I think I actually set the record for lowest points as a top scorer in NBL history last night. So, yeah, there's a record in the record books for us, but it's not a good one.
All seriousness, do we have an issue with the Wildcats? Because they keep winning the bloody thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little annoying, and I think that we take it personally, and we feel like this year's ours. But, you know, last night we let slip, and now they've got it. You know, what are they? They're 2-1 against us now. Mm. So, look, they've got a really good squad, but, you know, I think that we still will hold the top of the table at the end of the day and look forward to those matches.
Now, man, Hutchie, wander in after a performance like that and start reading the riot act?
No.
I would hope not. No. I would hope not.
He had to have a think about it.
Yeah, he did.
Probably. Probably.
Couldn't draw you a basketball, Hutchie, by the way. He couldn't draw you a basketball, Hutchie, so he should stay out of the ring.
But he does a good job. Hey, we've got you in studio, which is fantastic.
Yep.
So you're, what, 2'11"?
2'11", 2'13", yep.
We'll go with 2'13".
Yeah, 2'13",
well. Jim.
Up a little.
Yes.
And 116 kicks?
113.
Ooh. We'll get it right, Bill. Oh, can't be
got your numbers
right.
Wrong, mate. Where are you stuff that pulling up. This off Wikipedia or something from 5 years ago?
Yes. It's all off Wikipedia. Don't worry about that. But that's a big boy. That is Maxie Gawn. And how is your mobility? You getting around all right?
Yeah, I would say I get around really well for my size. Right. I'm not necessarily the highest jumper, but I'm pretty quick on my feet. So, yeah.
Right. Because I was reading you want to play in the NBA.
Yep.
But they said here that you don't move as quick as what the other blokes
who
do.
Who said that?
Just talk to him, Jim, in a minute. I'll read.
Where are you getting this crap?
Who said that?
No one said that.
This is Wikipedia again, is it?
I want to go out there and I want to play at the high level and play in the NBA. Show people that even though I'm not
He's
as athletic as some of these guys, I'm sure as hell can outthink them.
So I said I wasn't as athletic as the other guy.
That's right.
Yeah, right. So is my own doing. Yeah, no, that's that's fair enough.
And then you said, what about Joe Ingles? He's an elite defender. He's f***ing an elite defender for Utah. You said that.
Excuse me, Bill.
I did say that. But I backed it up by saying that he was a scrub back in the day. So you can't leave out the insults when it comes to Joe because he is a prick.
Well done.
We love Jingles. He's a star, one of our mates too. He's a beauty. Now, I love your backstory.
Right.
Because I didn't realise until I started doing some proper research.
Yeah. You had an injury?
Knocked the crap that Bill's gone injury. With.
When?
What did you like, his backstory?
No, his backstory, Bill. I didn't realise that you went to the same school as our children.
I did.
Now, that wouldn't have been much fun. Well, not with my Nimrod eldest son,
yes.
Jono. Yep. Was he in the same year as you?
He was a year above. He was one of the blokes who loved to give me a bit of stick and initiate me and all of the above.
Did you club him? Because you would have been bigger than him even then, I would imagine.
Yeah, but back then I was fat and I hadn't hit puberty and I was just scared of everyone. So I didn't get into any of it.
Well, you would like now to club him?
Yes.
Good. I'll make that happen. And what about the beautiful Brownless girls?
Yes. Lucy or Ruby?
Lucy. Yeah, Lucy was part of a mob I went to formal with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend now is
India Madden.
India, which is Beck Madden's stepsister.
Yep.
Yes.
No. Niece.
I told you that.
Niece, Bill, you idiot. How bad has your research been for this interview? I'm serious.
Blame it on Wikipedia yet again.
Which bench? So you're 2'11 or 2'13 and she's...
Oh, here we go.
She's what? She's a tiny little
100. I know Indy Madden.
She's 100 centimetres. But he did grow up in Denny. This is what we love about him. And do it in Denny. You drive into Denny, Jim, and there'd be these rabbits sitting there on a sign. And that was their logo, do it in Denny.
Elite. Great town. So
the Ute
good.
Muster.
Yeah. And the Ute Muster. Yeah. You ever get out to that?
I have not actually been yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Just with basketball, living in Geelong, all that stuff. I've just time and time again missed it. So
in Argo?
I've heard plenty of stories, though.
Why are you still living in Geelong?
No, he was.
No, I was for you're not grammar. Now. With your kids went there, remember?
You're not still living in Geelong.
No.
For God's sake.
Shit, no.
I just got a little frightened there for a second.
Now, big game Saturday night, Jim. This is where we can turn around the throwdown here. Saturday night, Southeastern Melbourne Phoenix take on Melbourne United. So that is a big game. What kind of crowd would you get for that, Jockey boy?
Well, usually we're used to some pretty decent-sized crowds, but we're having a hard time packing the gym out at the minute.
Oh.
People seem to just be a bit reluctant to get to the games when there's football going on, and they're used to sitting at home during COVID and rah-rah. Mm. So we had a decent turnout last night against Perth, but we're hoping that this Melbourne clash will bring a few more in.
Well, that's because Hutchie takes all the seats.
Only two.
Bill.
He's my boss, so I'm not going to get involved in this.
Freed up a few of the ones he bloody reserves. You might be able to get some
John
people
Cain
in.
John Cain Arena, 5:30 Saturday night, and it's the local boys going at it. That'd be good.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that, no doubt. Back on the winning circle now. Giving Rise, tell us a bit about this, please. What does this mean? Headspace Australia.
Yeah, so living over in Europe, having dealt with my own kind of mental health, battles and issues, I decided that I was pretty keen to get involved, and it's a long story, but essentially I heard a pretty troublesome story about a young lady who was 12 years old and already, thinking of
the worst,
taking her life and doing the worst of the worst. And it just kind of sparked a real motivation for me to give back to these spaces and try and get involved. So working with a group of guys over at South Southwest, and they kind of put me on to this charity Headspace. Which attacks the 12 to 25 year old range of people who deal with these problems, because that's where 70 to 75% of the issues begin. So decided that I wanted to give back in some way, shape or form, and that kind of just took, legs of itself, and came up with the idea to do like a Dunks for Charity type scenario. And every time I dunk the ball in a game, I donate $200, and people have already come on board and given back. So there's a link in my bio on my Instagram page if anyone wants to check it out. And it's giving back to a good cause for the remainder of the year.
Well done you. $6,500 pretty much already, Bill. Tell a mate and spread the word.
Yes.
Headspace. Would appreciate it.
So how do people do that? Link in
my Instagram bio.
Instagram bio. Yep. Righto, beautiful.
So that is well done. Well done to you, Jock, for doing
appreciate it.
So what about now? Where are we at the season? We three quarter through?
We've got 9 games left.
Yep,
yeah,
righto.
So about three quarters.
And then we just get a nice little run into finals, and then away we go.
Yep.
How's Dean Vickerman? He's going all right?
He's going all right. I think that the hair might be a little grayer after last night, but we've got a great group of guys down there, and he's doing an awesome job, so everyone's pretty happy.
Well done, mate. Yeah. You've been magnificent as a team. Forget about last night. You can have the odd bad one, Bill.
Yeah, 100%.
I used to.
Every week.
Oh, I don't know if I did.
Pretty much every week. Whereas they've had one in about 10 weeks. Well done. Good luck with everything that's coming up.
Thanks, fellas.
And head along to the Throwdown on Saturday night. You can get your tickets at tickettech.com.au. It's an absolute ripper night out at the NBL. Jock Landale from Melbourne United. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. It's a time of the week where we head local.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Where's the wheel?
It's what's happening at your club.
Yes, indeed. And it is the Ardmona Football Netball Club. They're called the Bushcats, Jim.
Yes.
Ardmona, for those who don't know, is about 10 km out of Shepparton, that way.
Yes, please.
Population of 487 people. And they've struggled, Jim, in the footy. And this is the club that Shane Crawford
has
gone back and coached. But have a listen to this bloke who we're talking to. We're talking to Plugger. His name's Tim Magnan. He doubles as a president and a player. He's played more than 250 games at all levels, Jim. He also coaches the reserves. And we've got Plugger on the line. G'day, Plugger.
How's it going, mate? Boys, how is?
Yeah, he's excited too, talking to us. Yeah. Hey, now, Plugger, is this right? You've played more than 250 games at all levels. You coach the reserves. And you are also the president.
Yeah, mate. Yep. Played my 250th last year, actually.
Jeez. Even during COVID?
Oh, no. 2019, I mean.
Hey, we had Jock Landale in here earlier, who plays basketball, Plugger. Now, he's 213 centimetres and 113 kegs. What are you, Plug?
I'm about 160 kegs and probably about 160 centimetres tall as well. So I'm sort of a bit of a round unit.
Where do we find you on the ground, Plug? Are you a ferocious full forward like your namesake, or do you come out of full back? Where are you playing?
I do like to play in the forward line. That's my preferred position.
Beautiful. And big contested marker?
I try my best. I'm not that tall, so I just have a go.
160 centimetres, Jim, and 160 kicks.
How's Croft been, by the way?
Yeah.
Our little mate. Has he been good for the joint?
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. He's breathed a new life into our club. Like, he just brings a good vibe. Like, he's a really, really good bloke. And everyone's just, yeah, we've got a new lease on life.
Sounds like it. Where do we catch her at the minute, plug?
I'm at work.
Where do you work there, mate?
I load containers.
It sounds
so.
Like it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find somewhere where I'm quiet, but I can't find a spot. Everywhere I go, there's a machine around or someone comes up trying to talk to me.
Hey, what about this Saturday night? Now, you play Longford. You're a chance there because you've been belted. Actually, the last win, is this true, was back in 2015, Plugger, 2,100 days ago. Is that right?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
And you're a chance this week against Longwood. And if you win, I tell you what, back to the club rooms, because who's playing there live?
The Black Aces are playing.
What do they sing?
What do they bring to the table, Plug?
I haven't really heard them, actually. But I've met their lead singer. He's trained with us a couple of times. Tyler, he's a great bloke.
Tyler, righto. So they're playing.
I'll tell you what I like, Pil.
What do you
the
like?
Black Aces is coming. $5 at the door. Yeah, that gets you in. Drinks. And then drinks at bar price.
Funny about
what?
That.
What else?
And you get merchandise beautiful there. It's fantastic. The Bush Cats there. Hey, you got a couple of players also playing for you, haven't you? Is Steve Hooker, the former Olympic pole vault gold medalist, playing for you guys?
Yeah, no, he's played a couple of games so far, and he's playing again on the weekend. Yeah,
how's he go?
He actually goes all right. He's pretty fit. He's probably fitter than half the blokes we got out there. But that's understandable being an Olympian.
Plugs, is that a toilet flushing in the background? Are you in the shitter?
No, I'm standing in the warehouse trying to hide from everyone so they can't annoy me.
When's the last time you sang your song?
Last time I sang it was in 2016. We had a win in the twos.
How's it go? Forgot.
It goes, there's a track winding back to the old Ardmona shack. We are the boys from Ardmona land.
That's it, Bill.
Yeah.
It's to the tune of The Roads of Gundagai.
Oh, there's a track winding back to the... Hey, I'll tell you what, you've had a couple of players there that are superstars in the Golden Valley League, Jim. Shane Lovelace, who came down and played at Footscray, I reckon. I think he played there. And also Perry Mecca, the bloke who kicked all the goals in the...
EJ Witten Legends game.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's coach a few flags.
That's not you breathing there, Plugger, is it?
Hey.
Keep going, mate. Keep going.
Yeah, no, Pez coached a few premierships in the late 90s, early 2000s. So
good player. And Shane Lovelace, mate. He was a big boy, still is. Hey, good luck. Good luck this week. So this sad day at home, Ardmona Reserve, Ardmona Moona taking on Longwood, and then, of course, the Black Aces with Tyler.
Yep.
How many beers? You'll settle in for a couple, will you?
Oh, I might have a few, mate.
How many do you reckon you'd have?
Oh, I can't have too many because I've got to make sure everyone keeps in line.
Exactly.
Oh, the president.
Exactly right. I like that, Timmy. Well done. Hey, great chatting to you, mate. Good luck with the weekend and the big night.
No worries, mate. Thank you. Thanks, well guys.
Perry Mecca. Remember when he played that game?
Yeah,
and Bristol started putting some SH1T on him during the call.
Got a couple of messages.
We got a couple of messages saying Pez might just be a little connected. I'd just back off on a bit of that if I were you, and we did.
Well, I went to Shepparton and did put something back to the club there. And Shepparton, Jim, this bloke come up with me with our three mates. Perry.
Not happy.
No. I said, well, buy you a drink, Perry. Come over here. We had a couple of beers. Lovely fella. Said he spoke to Brian. He goes, no.
He's not happy.
He could play up there, but very good player. Slim Dusty. Ardmona Shack.
If you want to enter your local footy club into what's happening in your club. Yeah.
250 games. Also coaches the reserves, Jim. How good's that?
Champion. Well done.
160 centimetres and 160 kegs.
That's it. Yeah.
If you want us to put a spotlight on your local footy club or, you know, any club, could it be motocross, could it be netball, anything, head along to the Triple M website. It's all on the Win tab and Bill can have a chat to one of your local legends on a Thursday on the Rush Hour. plenty of footy happening this weekend,
quick
JB.
Look at this round. You'll get all the latest information right here. Yep. Grant Mars doesn't play for the Cats Friday night.
He's out, so it looks
and
like...
And a big out, too. He's a very effective player for your club.
Good player, good runner.
Narra's kid.
Narra's boy will come in. Sammy Simpson, I would think. There's also Charlie Constable. Max Holmes has been a good player in the VFL. Those three have been the best players.
Sava Radigalia.
Sava will come in. Or Darcy... Fort, thank you.
Right, I
because I think Reece might get the lemonade and sauce. Yeah. So there'll be a few changes there. And, of course, Richmond, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Well, Trent Cotchin out, Dylan Grimes out, two big outs there. But yep. Dustin Martin comes in.
Weird.
Not a bad player to come in, Jim. And probably Vostin, who's a very good player for him also. So some good ins there also for the Tiggers.
I like that. Riley Collier-Dawkins, he looked very comfortable at the level in his first game. Well done to him. Yeah. All right, what else have you noticed across this round?
Well, Sydney, of course, looks like it could be Buddy Franklin and Dane Rampey will play. Very good players there. Port Adelaide will be boosted by Travis Boak. He didn't play last week, Jimmy boy. Yep. So he comes back into the side. Western Bulldogs, they should get back Tim English. Not 100% yet because that was a horrific knee to the jaw.
Yep.
But it looks like he might play. Maybe which Mitch Wallace might get a game there. And speaking of the Doggies, looks like they might have a first game at Jim. A defender named Buko Kamis, K-H-A-M-I-S.
Luke Beveridge is not afraid to throw the magnets around.
He's a next generation academy kid, so good luck to him. But
Sam Wiedemann is an interesting one for me. Yes. I mean, I know Melbourne are flying, they're 7-0 and all the rest of it, but he is a decent footballer. I'm not sure, and he's been playing very well by all reports at VFL level.
Yep.
They cannot find a space for him anywhere.
Well, they bought in Ben Brown, so that is interesting in itself.
Harrison Petty.
Tomlinson going down, Jim, might help him, obviously. Poor old Adam there. But Tom McDonald might go back now. So there might be a spot there for Sam Wiedemann also there. And Collingwood, Nathan Buckley has come out today and said that Darcy Moore will go down back and play down back. Because I don't think that experiment has worked really for Collingwood or for Nathan Buckley. So there are a couple of little changes there.
And Sean Burgoyne set to miss another game. Now, he was on track to play his 400th in either Darwin or Alice Springs. Which one was it?
One of the top end.
I think it was Darwin.
Yeah.
And that was obviously going to be a huge occasion given his heritage in that part of the world. So that's not going to happen by the look repeated missing of the great Sean Burgoyne.
He's been a gun, hasn't he? Also, interesting at Carlton, Mitch McGovern has hurt his hammy again. There's got to be some questions asked and some worries there, don't they? Mitch McGovern out again with a hammy. And I didn't know Zach Williams didn't play, but Mark Murphy didn't play for the Blue Baggers last week also. So anyway, there's some changes
lots
there. But Friday night, the grand finalists play each other, of course, Richmond and Geelong.
And, of course, Fat, they're now pushing. I don't know if it's got pushy. I don't know if it's happened yet, Rabbits Bartholomew, but the all teams will be announced on a Thursday night, is it?
They are pushing for it. I don't think it's going to happen this week, but it should happen in the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's good.
And there is going to be some more Thursday night footy coming back, which would be nice. I think we all liked
it. We liked it.
Post-buy, I reckon.
I don't know if the players liked it as much, Jim.
All right, but it's not about the players.
Well, it is. They put on the show.
It's actually about the punters that Jim either go to the ground or watch on television. And they're the ones that sustain the game.
And the broadcast.
When you go to the circus, Jim, what do you watch the elephant or do you watch the... Well,
do you reckon the elephant would be there if there weren't people paying sitting
probably
in the stand?
They'd be doing
that. They do it on their own.
They bring a line in and he go, rah! I think the players have got a big say in it just because the broadcasters have put a lot of money in.
The what? Which ones?
Broadcasters. Well, there's a wrap, I tell you what.
Well, that's good. That's comprehensive.
Just the ins and outs.
Just tailed off a bit at the end, though.
You should just wrap this up and send it into Seven and just play it Friday nights. Yeah. That's it.
They'll do it.
They'll love it.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
I reckon they will.
Well, something we won't send them is your joke. That's coming up next on The Rush Hour.
Already.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill.
Get on the beers.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Bill's joke is coming up now, but on tomorrow's show, Fruity Friday Joke, and JB, you have unearthed a historic football team.
I know. The New South Wales team of all time.
Ooh.
Not only the team of all time, but I've also unearthed the squad from which that team was selected.
Yes.
And my goodness.
I look forward to this.
You need to be listening tomorrow.
I look forward to this because A.W. Brownless.
Wilbur.
Yeah.
Wilbur.
Yeah,
Brownless. He'll be there.
There was a Wilbur and there was a Purse.
Purse Bush.
Bushby.
We still don't know who Purse is.
But anyway, that's for tomorrow.
Yes.
But now we finish with something humorous.
Are you sure?
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh. Late at night, Jimmy boy, a wife was lying in the bed, quietly reading her book, when a husband enters the bedroom. The hubby had had a couple of frothies down at the local gym, gets into bed and says, "Hey, I just went to the toilet twice, and I walked in, the light turned on, and when I walked out, the light turned off. All by itself. Do you think I've got superpowers?" The wife, very angry, says, "No, you idiot. You've pissed in the fridge again."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just you open the door.
Just real sad. Sad one.
Yeah, ruin the food.
It's just not sort of, yep.
No more jokes, Jill.
No.
Oh, Jill. Jill's at home. She sends me these jokes, and they're not up to speed, to be honest.
Richardson down at the ball. He's shaking his head at that. You reckon this rubbish?
Come on, Richo. Grow some hair.
You absolute
thinking. Yes, you are. It's been a good show.
Come on.
How ruined good was by that plugger? Jock. Elliot. Woody preview.